tuned into the Rosie on the House weekly radio broadcast. Joined live on the phone this morning with Van Fowers. Let's start off talking about old Tucson studios. When we had that conversation yesterday, I didn't realize how many of the Old West movies I saw growing up were filmed right here in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are hundreds and hundreds of them. In fact, I think our placard out front says something around the figure of 300, but that has since grown to probably around about 500.
And that's the most surprising to me was Little House on the Prairie.
Yes, yes. A lot of television shows have been done. And most recently, a lot of the cooking shows have also been done out here, and a lot of commercials. So it's still active ever since it began back in 1939. We really haven't stopped, except for about 20 months when we had to reconstruct a lot of the town because of a fire that broke out in 1995.
And Little House on the Prairie was really set in Minnesota. Is that what?
Yes,
is where it was supposed to be?
It was the main area was supposed to be Minnesota, but it was actually filmed out here the last two seasons. And with the right placement of certain pine trees, you can't see the mountains. So you think it's Minnesota.
Now, when we talked yesterday, I don't know if you had a chance to figure this out. They did a really good job making the scenery look 1800s, the clothes, the dress. But Paul had the 1970s Conway Twitty perm. Who missed that detail?
That I don't know, but I've heard that come up several times from people that do come into the park. They have noticed that before in the past. And because it's still on television to this day, it's just reinforced in the people's minds about that. But I still haven't been able to figure out who did that.
And one of the most famous, because it's just been in recent history, and it was a wildly entertaining movie, was The Tombstone with Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer and Sam Elliott.
Yes, yes. And a lot of that was not done right here in Tucson at the studios, but it was done at our sister city, which is about 50 miles east off I-10 at Mescal. And that whole town was changed. It was given a facelift to look like it did look back in the 1880s for Tombstone itself.
And the final shot that was at the old Tucson studios was just at the very end of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the beginning, I believe the beginning shots were of the Spanish wedding, where unfortunately that wedding party is all assassinated, but that was the mission that was out at the studios. And it was, you were able to get married in that church, and every Sunday we had church services in that church. That was back in 1965 that began.
Okay, so that's the beginning of the movie, and then at the very end, you were telling me yesterday about the building that they're dancing in front of, and it's wintertime, and it's snowing. That was actually a little deceptive.
Yes, it was. They put a darker filter on the lens, so it looks as if it's evening. It was actually, I believe, shot in July at about 2 in the afternoon. And to make it look as if it was snowing, they used potato flakes, which are not going to melt or go anywhere, but on screen they look great, and they look like snow. And the nice thing is that they dissolve if you hit them and spray them down with water. That's very nice. We used to use flaked soap suds, and when you hit those with water, that's not very good. But the potato flakes work wonderful.
And there's if you really, really pay close attention to movies and details, they're outside and they're dancing. And that courthouse, the building that they're dancing in front of, is actually a courthouse from another very famous. It was built specifically for another movie that, if you've seen Tombstone, you've probably seen this other one.
Yes, that was actually built by Clint Eastwood and his company when they came out to do Joe Kidd back in 1971. They needed a courthouse. They built an actual full-size courthouse. It wasn't just a facade. It was an actual courthouse. And it was used, it's been used in numerous movies until, of course, it burned in the fire. That's the unfortunate thing. It's not there any longer.
And that fire is believed to be arson, and that was sometime during the mid-90s?
Yes, yes, that is true. And the case is still open. So, you know, we've just, you know, let that set, and we've come back, and 20 months after the fire was started, Old Tucson opened its gates again, and we're doing gangbusters. We've got all kinds of great stuff coming up in November and December for the family.
Can you run us through a few of those?
Sure, yeah. Let's see here. On November 7th, we're going to salute our veterans. And veterans will be free. Free entrance for all veterans on November 7th. And anyone else with you. Let's say a veteran's going to come in with his folks, his mom and dad. Well, you buy one ticket, you get one free. So that's not a bad deal. And a lot of special things are going to happen for the kids. And we're going to have a special flag-raising ceremony that day.
And if I'm coming from Phoenix, how do I get there?
Let's see. There are going to be signs posted on the interstate. But generally, you're going to get off at the Speedway exit. And you will then head west. Speedway will turn into Gates Pass. And you just continue following that over the mountains and down the winding road. And you will come to a T stop, and you have to go left or right. You're going to make a left. And we're right there.
Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.